Yes, I believe this is the first time that the Secretary General of NATO meets Iceland Prime Minister in Iceland, which is actually against Iceland's membership of NATO. Has that in any way affected your meeting or the discussions?
Also, NATO is an alliance of 29 democracies, and in democracies there are different views and different positions on many things, also on the issue of NATO. And that's nothing new. And for me, different views, discussions, are not a sign of weakness, but actually a sign of strength. Then what I know is that there are different views within among parties in Iceland when it comes to NATO, but it is a strong majority in the Icelandic parliament. And the political platform for the government is supportive of NATO, and that's what matters for me as Secretary General of NATO. Let me also add that I have been Prime Minister in Norway in a government where we had a party that was against NATO. But we had a kind of parallel situation where we negotiated a political platform for the government, and the platform was supportive of NATO, and then it didn't create any problems for Norway's position in NATO, the fact that one of the parties were against. So the answer is no, it has not created any problems. It just reflects that there are different parties in democracies, as we see in Iceland and in other NATO allied countries.
You mentioned cybersecurity, both of you. Now, of course, Iceland being a small state with limited capacities in defense, not only militarily, but also in the field of cybersecurity. What are the future proposals to actually somehow strengthen the capacity of detecting, tracking, and preventing these cyber attacks?
Actually, if we do this, could you go to the mic?
Well, just to begin with, I think hybrid threats are a growing concern in all international cooperation because we are sensing, because they are a very different threat for security than the typical nation-state threat where we have a defined military. It's often very difficult to trace cyber threats, where they're coming from, and they're not necessarily coming from nation-states. They might be coming from individuals or some organizations. But I also think that they are receiving more attention now within NATO and other international organs than we have seen before.
So first of all, I think that what we see now is that NATO allies and NATO as an alliance are doing more than we have done ever before in responding to hybrid and cyber threats. At our summit not many years ago, we decided that actually cyber attack can trigger Article 5, meaning that a cyber attack can be as serious and as damaging as a conventional attack. Second, we have decided that we must strengthen our cyber defenses, and we have done that over the last years by significantly improving the systems, the methods, the way we address cyber threats, both when it comes to what NATO allies do, but also what NATO as an alliance does in protecting our networks. We have developed or we have established some teams that can be deployed quickly to allies which need help to protect their cyber networks. And thirdly, we are sharing best practices. We are exercising more together. And by doing that, we are increasing awareness and strengthening our ability to work together. The thing with cyber threats is that they are constantly evolving, so we need to constantly change the way we are responding. And as Katrin's just said, I think one of the challenges with cyber threats is that attribution is always difficult to decide who is behind, because they can use servers in other countries attacking us and being government or non-government actors. So also everything we do when it comes to intelligence, surveillance, improving our abilities to monitor and to understand who is attacking us is also part of our response to cyber threats.
But it's a very big challenge, because if we want to embrace all the opportunities that come with the fourth industrial revolutions, we're also actually experiencing a very different set of threats to our infrastructure, for example. Okay, we have time for one last question, because now we're starting another meeting in 4 minutes. Okay, you've seen it's allir bara sáttir. og glaðir, þannig að, ok, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Who will win the match tonight, Iceland or Turkey?
Yeah. Two NATO allies, it's not for me to...
Iceland will win that match, but of course. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ok, ég hætti förum bara hér.